Kurbo Sacred Vach. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Aleph. Regardless of whether you are in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, that was today's daf, even though in Chutz La'aretz it was second day Shavuos, in Eretz Yisrael it was just simply Shabbos, which is never just simply Shabbos. But anyway, today's daf, regardless, is Daf Yud Aleph. And if you remember from yesterday's daf, from Yom Shavuos' daf, from Mamash, Friday's daf, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah said that any shtar that is in the Beis Din of Goyim, right, even though Goyim have signed on it, is legit, except for, again, we've been talking about like, the differences between, or the similarities, rather, between a get and a get shichru, which is a get for women and a get for Eved Kanani. And then Rabbi Shimon had said that even these are kosher, and the only time it's going to be not kosher is if it's not okay if it was done without a geisha based in. If it was done in somebody's backyard, if it was done by some unofficial government party. So the Gemara here at the two dots on the bottom of the Yudim Aves, right, quotes Rabbi Shimon, right, and says, ask the following shayla, how lav b'nei krizuz nenu? How in the world, right, can you tell me that if you that b'nei, ostensibly the problem with the goyim being the signers on the get shichur and the get for a woman, is there not shayich, right, to the world of marriage, right? Only Jews have kiddushin, and therefore getin, which we kind of will talk about later in the Masechta. But I mean, only Jews have the kiddusha of getin, have the special type of marriage, etc. So goyim are not shayich to this whatsoever. So how can you tell me that if you have a getisha, right, that if the guy signs it in a normal if the goy signs it in a normal goyish court, right, that it should be legit? So I'm Rabbi Zera, you're Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso Rabbi Elazar. This is going to be important for the entire daf. The Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Elazar. Again, if you remember, we had the machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir. Whether Ede Chasima Karti or Ede Mesira Karti, that meaning what is the more important Edim in the get process? Is it the Edim that sign on the shtar, or is it the Edim that give the get to the woman? So Rabbi Shimon is clearly holding, like Rabbi Lazar, who holds the Amar Ede Mesira Karti, who holds that the real Iker Edim that we need to have is the Edim on the Mesira of the get, the giving of the get. The fact that the Edim have signed it, okay, it's not so relevant, right? But the real Iker Edim is the ones that give the get to the woman, and therefore, right, if you have Jews who are the Edim on the Mesira, so then that's fine. The problem is, I'm a Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, what do you mean? Modi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Mezuz, Mitocho, Shaposo. But one second, Rabbi Elazar holds, right, again, Ein Echanami, Rabbi Elazar holds that the most important Edim on the Shtar, right, or about the get, is the Edim that give the get to the woman. But even Rabbi Elazar is going to agree that if the Edim who are giving the get, the Edim Mesira, if they give a woman a posel a shtar, right, a posel a get, right, that's obviously not going to create a divorce, right? If they give her, it's a ridiculous example, but if they give her a receipt from a supermarket, obviously that's not helpful. So if you're telling me, right, that you have Edim that are goyim, right, that are signing on the shtar, right, so the shtar is lousy. Right, the shtar is messed up. So, I mean, meaning that if you look at the bottom, if you look at Rashi over here, right, just to illustrate, Afra gav damar Rabbi Elazar get, the last Rashi on the daf, Afra gav damar Rabbi Elazar get she'in alav edim kosher, right, even though Rabbi Elazar holds that if you have no edim on the get itself, and the edim are on the mesira, are on the giving of the get, now that's totally fine, that's Rabbi Elazar shita, Dafke in all of Edim, that's only if there are no Edim on the Shtar whatsoever. Abal Yeshbo Edim Psulim, but if you have bad Edim, so then Pasul Midir Rabbanan. Then there's a Psul Midir Rabbanan. Because Dilma, and this is also what we're going to use on the next daf, Dilma Kasu the Mimsere Be'apayu Mismachalayu. We're nervous that if you have Pasul Edim on the get, that you're going to use those same Edim to give over the get to a woman. Right, and then the Edim are Pasul, so then the giving of the get was done with Pasul Edim, right, and it's no good. So Rabbi Elazar agrees that if you have bad Edim on the shtar, bad Edim is worse than no Edim. So over here, the case is that we have bad Edim, we have Goyim. And we should be concerned that we're going to use these Goyim to give the get to the woman, and then Rabbi Elazar is going to hold that the get is completely puzzle. So how can Rabbi Shimon hold that this is fine? So the Gemara says, how come I ask you on B'Shemos Mufakin? The case is, well, these are very clear Goyisha names. I mean, everybody looks at the star that is signed by Christian and Muhammad, Right, if you look at Rashi over here, the Ovdei Kuchavim Lo Shchichi Yisrael Damaski Behanu Shmosam Desu Lo Asi Lemesmechalayu, because if they made the Yada, everybody knows the Ovdei Kuchavim him. Everybody knows that they're going. So we're not nervous that you're going to use these Pasul Eidim right to set up to give the woman the get, and therefore the get is legit, even though it has bad Eidim on it. I Heichidami Shemus Muhakan. Not I, but Heichidami Shemus Muhakan. One of the examples of Goyish names. I'm Rav Papa. Kigon Hormuz, Vavudina, Bar Shivtai, Bar Kidri, Kidrai maybe, okay, Bati, Vinakim, Uka, Una, okay, right, these names that are obviously not Jewish. Again, you see the Indian of giving someone right a Jewish name, right, very big Indian. I have Alshem Hashem Mufakeh Hemai. Well, but apparently, right, what is Rabbi Shimon hold? That if you have a name that's generic, like, I don't know, Steve, right, so that's Shein Mufakin. It does not very clearly goyish, right? So then, maybe the get should be puzzled. Yachiv, if that's true, the Tani Sefer, right? What about the end of the Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon had said Lo Huskri El B'Smashinasu Behedyo. The whole reason Rabbi Shimon had said that the get is no good, right? If a get is done in private, with outside Beis Din, then it's no good. Right, listening to Dov, Rabbi Shimon should have mentioned that. Right, but Medvarim Murim should have said that this is only that the get is good. But Shemus Muhalkin, if you have clearly, Christian, if you have clearly non-Jewish names, Christian also, but non-Jewish names. Now, but Shemus Ain Muhalkin, but if you have regular, normal, everyday names that you can't tell if he's a Jewish or not, so then look, then the get is no good. So why didn't he mention that? So the Gemara says, yeah, how can I cover? That's actually what he meant to say. Right, when do we say that the get is okay if it's done in a Goyisha Beis Din, B'Shem is Muvaken, if you have very clearly Goyisha names. But B'Shem is Shein Muvaken, if you have get that has names that are not clearly Goyish, right, Nasa Kimisha Nasa Behedyot, Upsul, and it's as if it was done in some guy's backyard without an official Beis Din, and therefore it's puzzle. Iboy Zema, another way to understand the Mishnah, that Seifa, so I'll get the Imam, that the Seifa is not talking about a get Isha at all. It's just talking about some monetary transaction. And it means, and in that case, right, we only don't take into account a shtar that was done by a guy, right, if it was done in somebody's backyard without an official situation. But if it was done in a Goyish court, so then it is legitimate and accessible, admissible in a Jewish based. Okay, Tanya, we'll end the Rabbi. This is going to prove, kind of back up Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Kach Amar Rabbi Shimon Chachamim B'Tzidon. Right, this is the conversation Rabbi Shimon had right with the Chachamim in a place called Tzidon. Lo Nechu Rabbi Kiva Chachamim Al Ashtar Shalodin Barkos of the Chachamim Sheafal Pisha Chosmeim of the Chachamim Ksherim. Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim don't disagree by shtaros that are in Goyisha courts, right? Even though the Goyim are signing on them, these are legitimate shtaros. And the only time they argue, even by shtar shichur, get shichur, or get isha, right, is by when they're done, right, in somebody's backyard without an actual Goyisha bezdin. Rabbi Kiva makshir, Chachamim poslan. Rabbi Kiva says it's fine. Based on, if I'm not mistaken, Dina, the Malchus Adina, maybe, or just because they're going to rely that they wouldn't write up a shtar like that. Chacham say, no, we don't rely on them. Right? Right? Except, for the get shikur and for a shtar shikur, for an evid and a getisha, those Chacham say are legit. Even if it's in somebody's backyard, but other ones are not, which is obviously seems backwards, like in terms of what we just said. But again, if you're looking at it from a Jewish point of view, right, that the only shaychus, right, so these are, again, if you're holding like a Rabbi Elazar, that these shtaros are only valid, right, if they're given over by Edom that are kosher, right, that witness the Mesira, right, the Mesira, the giving over of the shtaros. So it's regardless of their origin, according to the Chachamim, it doesn't matter where they were originated. Yeah, it doesn't matter where they originated. It only matters when who they were given over with. So Chachamim are like, fine, we'll use those. It doesn't matter where it came from. Okay, that's their sheet. Rabbi Yishon ben Gamliel Omer, Af Elukshem B'Makam She'ini So Chosman. Even those are okay, right? If the Jews are not signing. B'Makam She'ini So Chosman. But if Jews are signing, so then it's no good. I mean that if you have a scenario where you could have gotten Jews for the Eidim, but you didn't, right? So then it's going to be a puzzle. Okay. Fine. Malkum she'ein Yisrael Chosman nami l'gzor atu Malkum she'Yisrael Chosman. So the Gemara just says, well, why don't we, if you're nervous, if we're not going to allow it in a place where Jews sign these shtaros, why don't we make a gzera? You may come to use a goy in a place where Jews do sign, right? And let's aser goyim in a place where Jews don't sign. So the Gemara says, shema b'shma machlif aser ba'asra lo machlif. Apparently, we weren't concerned that people would confuse one neighborhood for the next. Meaning, one name and another name, fine. But one place where Jews do sign, a place where Jews don't sign, okay. Again, Pasha says that I guess they were familiar with the local politics, but and we weren't concerned that those were going to get confused. Ravina sabar lachshurei bechnuf yasa de aramai. Ravina thought that a chufinasa de aramai, some sort of Aramean, not based in, because some sort of like Rashi says in on our coast, it's not an actual based in over here, but some sort of like public statement or whatever. I thought that would be legit. I'm only Rav from our coast, and I don't know it has to be an actual based in. Amar Rava said, "Haishtaros parsa de masri nihali ba'pi sadi Yisrael magbinim le mibnei chari." Apparently, if you have shtar parsa, you have Persian shtaros. You know, I guess that's Bavel also, right? Persia was Bavel. But it's written. The kicker is here over here is that it's written in Persian. It's written in Farsi, I guess. And it was given through Jewish. It was Jewish. What's it called? Jewish edim. Magbiim le mibnei chori. And again, it's you're allowed to collect from bnei chori, which means property that does not have a lien on it. L-I-E-N. The property that does not have a lien on it, meaning not property that was sold to someone else, right, with a lien. So the Gemara says, "I have halo yadi." Again, the reason is just simply because, as we'll see in a second, that because usually when there's a shtar on a document, it's not fair if the shtar was written in Persian, because people don't know how to read Persian. So if a guy, let's say a businessman, right, has some sort of Persian document, and someone else wants to purchase this field, but he doesn't realize that there's some sort of lien or potential lien on the property because that hasn't, you know, made its rounds in the Jewish, I guess, newspapers, whatever, or the community, or rumors in the business world, etc. So if it's a shtar that's not written in Hebrew or, I guess, Aramaic, right, so then you're not allowed to collect from these properties that have a lien on them because people wouldn't have realized and wouldn't have bought the property, perhaps, in that case. Okay, either way, so the Gemara just says, but I mean, Rava had said that these, if you have a shtar that's written in Persian, so you're allowed to collect, you're allowed to use it, it's legitimate monetarily. So the Gemara says, I have a lo yadi lemekri. What do you mean? But the Edom who are giving the shtar don't know how to read Farsi, right? Don't know how to read Persian. So Gemara says, yeah, no, but the other, I mean, so how can I be Edom, right? How do they testify what was going on over here, right? If I hand, again, Jesus, super stupid example. If I see someone handing someone else a receipt from a supermarket, right? That's not a shtar, right? If they can't read it, how do they aid them to anything? So Gemara says, yeah, but the other, you know, they knew how to read Farsi. They knew how to read Persian. I have a be'ina ksav she'ino yachal zayif v'leka. I, but for a shtar, it needs to be written in a certain way that you can't change it. Meaning, the way that they wrote their shtaros is that they would write it on cloth, and then they would do some sort of procedure to it to make sure that it was unable to be changed, or that if you changed it, you could tell, right, that it was changed. It's some sort of like glaze or whatever it was. So I and the Persians don't do that. So Gemara says, yeah, but they did do that. So Gemara says, Rabbi Inan Tzar Shiachsa Menyano Shal Shtar B'Shita Achruna. Valeka, but shtaros, the proper procedure for a shtar back then was to signal the end of the shtar by kind of recapping, right? Writing a one or two line recap of what's going on in the shtar at the bottom. Right? And that wasn't the minhag in the Persian shtaros. So Gemara says, yeah, but the minhag, right? No, it actually was done. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, okay, ihachi, if that's true, if you're telling me that's all this is done, right, all our concerns that the shtar of a shtar has hits these bullet points, so mishabdi nami. So why should we only allow this guy to collect from property that doesn't have a lien? We should also allow him to collect from property that was what's it called? That was mishubad. That's mishubad to somebody else, right? So why can he only do property that's not mishubad? So Gemara says, let's call again, because it wasn't known, right? Again, as I tried to explain before, that if it was a contract that was written not in Hebrew, where people necessarily didn't find out about it, etc., but and then it's not fair to those who may have purchased other properties. Okay. Boy mine Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish has the following shayla of Rabbi Yochanan. Edim hachasumen al get. If you have Edim that are signed on a get, if you look at Rashi, from Eretz Yisrael, For the fact that he didn't mention Midian Sayam, so it must be coming from Eretz Yisrael. So you have eight of them that are signed on a get. Ushmos and Kishemos Ov the Kochavim. And their names are similar to Goyisha names. So Mao, what's the din? What is that? Laka says Rashi, Levol Yadinon, Ov de Kochavim, Ninu, O Yisrael. You don't know if they're Jewish or they're Goyim. So the Shaila is, wow, what's the din? Says Rashba, by the way, right? Didn't we say before, right, very clearly in Abad Aleph, that if it's not Shemus Mufakim, if it's not very clearly Goyisha names, right, then it's a problem, right? Because we're concerned that maybe you'll use these for Edim Asira. So the answer is it must be that that's only if you know that they're going. That if there's a chance that there's a Jew, right, so then it's a Shaila, then it might be okay. So anyway, so Amar Lehi said to them, Lo ba biyadenu el locus velus v'chsharnu. Right, we only had these cases that was the two examples of that Shaila where we had locus and lux, and we said that it was fine. Right, as long as you had Edim Asira, as Rashi points out. Vidavka locus and lus the lushkichi Yisrael the maski bishmosayim, and only davka those names which Jews normally do not have. Aval shem hasa achrini, if you have other names, the shkichi Yisrael the maski bishmosayim hasayu. Right, but if you have other names that Jews are commonly named, so then lo, right, then that is not okay. So esavay. So 1 second, hold on. Bring a reish lagish aser mikasha. Get an abayim medina sayam. Now, if you have a get that's medina sayam, but not in Eretz Yisrael, but from Chutzlaretz, ve'edim chasum aleim, and you have edim that are signed on the get. Aval bishes shmoseim kishemos ovdei kochavim. Right, even though the names on the star, the name that they get is a Goyish name, Sukshayim. They're fine because Mipnei Rov Yisrael Shabachul Shmosim Kishemos Ovdei Kochavim. Because most of the Jews in Chutzlaretz end up taking, right, Goyish names, so therefore it's okay. So you see why. So why did you say it's no good? Right, again, Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say if it's like locus and lus, and it's dafka, very very Goyish names, but not questionable Goyish names. So Gemara says, yeah, well, Hasam. Well, what's the reason over there? Kedikatani Taima. The whole reason is Mipnei Rov Yisrael Shabachutzlaretz Shmosim Kishemos Ovdei Kochavim. Right, well, the Brisa gives the reason. Right, it says, because in Chutzlaretz, right, Jews have somewhat Goyish names, so you can assume, right, it's brought by a Jew, even though technically it's not, you know, it's a Steve, Daniel, Jake, whatever it is, right, you can assume that that's a Jewish Eidim. Or you could answer that Ki Masnisen, Boy Mine, Upashulay Masnisa. That Reish Lakish asked the Shaila, and the same case, it was actually the same case, and that's where Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Rabbi Yochanan answered him from the Brisa, not that Reish Lakish asked Kasha, but that was Reish Lakish asked the Shaila, and Rabbi Yochanan answered that Brisa is in fact how he poskim, right? And that's and that works out. Okay, fine. And meaning that, and saying that if it's coming from Chutzlaretz, meaning that depending on if the names are like Goyish names, then it'll be okay because their Jews have the same name. Okay, new Mishnah. This is the Mishnah of Zochin and Chovin La'adam Shalom B'fanav. Right, again, we mentioned before previously that there's a concept called Zochin Shalom La'adam Shalom B'fanav, that a person can be mezakeh as someone else with an item. If you pick up an item, you find it in the street or whatever, you could say, I'm picking this up for my, I don't know, cousin or whatever, or your friend. So that works. If it's a chov, though, if you're doing some sort of obligation, right, for whatever reason you're picking up the item would cause a chova, an obligation to your friend, so that doesn't work. He has to be befanav, he has to be in front of you, right? You can only do zachin shladam shlo befanav. You can only do something nice for someone if he's not around. You can't do something that will obligate someone else, right, if he's not around. So it says the Mishnah, Omer ten get ze leishti ushtar shichur ze laavdi. Right, guy says, give this get to his shliach, give this get to his wife, give this freedom document to his eved. Imratza lachzor b'shneim, if he wants to take it back, if in the middle, right, he wants to be like, I don't really mean it anymore. So Rabbi Meir says, right, b'shneim yachzor div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can be chozer in the middle of the shlichos, meaning the shliach has not yet acquired it for the target in question, right? He's not yet acquired it. And we'll see in a second because it's a chov, Rabbi Meir holds it's a chov for both the woman and the slave to either get divorced or freed. The Chacham said, "Get the Anashim for sure." Ain't a Chanami, right? It's definitely, you know, not a good thing to get divorced. Obviously, that's a chov for the woman. So therefore, the shliach is not going to acquire the get for the woman, and therefore the husband can stop it midway. But that's not true of shechurei avadim. He's not allowed to stop it in the middle because, right, as the Mishnah says, the fish is zochen la'adam shalom b'fanav, because the shliach can be zocha for the slave, right? He acquires the get shechur, right, for the slave, and the master can no longer take it back. Ve'in chavin lo ela b'fanav, and the only time you can obligate someone something is if they're there in front of you. Sheim Yirtza, because, and now the Chachamim explain, because why is it a schus for the slave to go free? Sheim Yirtza Shelo Lozon Es Avdo Rashai, because the master is allowed not to give parnasa, not to give food for the slave, and therefore when he frees him, so then he gets out of that potential bad situation. But he's not allowed to do that to his wife. So therefore, we assume again that if she gets divorced, right, she's obviously leaving a sense of stability, right, with the divorce, and she's losing out on those potential mizonos. Amar lahem, Rabbi Meir said back to them, "Varei uposal as avdo min hashuma." But 1 second, Rabbi Meir says, once a slave or a wife, for that matter, leaves the brishus of a kohen, right? He no longer eats truma. So that's a chov. That's a detriment to the slave. Why can the shliach be mizakeh? Why can he acquire the get shikhar for the slave if he's losing out on truma? So Merlos, they say back to him, no, that's mipnei kinyano. Right? That's only because the slave is the master's property, and we're going to have to talk about exactly what that means, right, in tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara just a little bit further. Yosef Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Kamed Rav Yirmiya. Right, Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak were children in front of Rav Yirmiya. But Yosef Rav Yirmiya become a namnim, and Rav Yirmiya was kind of dozing off. Right, trusted his talmidim to be learning shtark. He wasn't checking up on them. Right, Yosef Rav Huna v'kamar. Rav Huna was saying to Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, "Shema minam midir abanan hatovis the baal chov kana." Apparently, we see, right, from the Rabbanan, right, from the Chachamim Shita in our Mishnah, that if someone is tofes of the Baal Chov, if someone takes something, right, for a Baal Chov, or someone who owes something, so then Kana, right, that person, right, is going to acquire it. I mean, if someone owes someone else money, they're allowed to just go into their property and just take it. Again, not in all situations, but if someone would do that, they would acquire the property in question, and therefore, right, when the Shliach takes the get shikra from the slave, right, this is not the shliach of the slave, right? But it's obviously he's acquiring it, right? He's tofus the balchov, right? And the slave is—he's owed himself, right? So he owes himself rather to the master. So therefore, if you take the get shukar, right, he's kind of taking the slave out of there. So that is acquired. So Amar Leiru Yisukah Bar Yosef Hafilu Makom Shachav LaAcherim. He says, really, in a scenario where you have a chov to somebody else, meaning you're messing up, right, for the master. The master is losing out in this scenario. So it's not a straight case where you're zach and ladam shol b'fanav. It's a case where there's a chov for other people, right? You're obligating for other people. So I'm late in. So Rav Huna said back to him, yeah, that works. You see that from the Mishnah. So at that point, Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up and he said, "Dardiki, my sons, my children, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan." This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. This is what we're going to spend discussing tomorrow. Hatofes lachov v'makav shachav lacherim lokana. If someone takes something where that taking is going to be a chov, is going to be a negative, an obligation to someone else, so then lo kana, right? As we're going to give the example of peya. If a person takes peya for one poor person, right, that means that all the other poor people are not getting this peya, these stalks of wheat that are left in the corner of a field. So that, since the other people are not getting it, right, that may be an issue. So something over here, right? You can't just necessarily take something if there's going to be a chov on other people. And in our case, in the Mishnah, right, you're taking the shtar shikhar for the eved, but that's a negative, it's a chov for the owner, for the master, and therefore that doesn't work. But what do you mean? 1 second, our Mishnah says that it works. So that's different. The reason that works is kol ha'omer tnu ke'omer zochu domi. That only works, says Rabbi Yochanan, or I guess says Rabbi Yemiya, is because if someone says, give this shtar shikhar to my slave, it means the owner is saying zochu, acquire it for my slave, and obviously given the document, but what he meant was he wanted him to acquire it for the slave, and therefore, obviously, that happens right away, and the master cannot take it back. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.